The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas, Season 6, Episode 8. Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. We're back. It's another episode. We're gonna see stuffs. We're gonna get our minds blown, and he's gonna get really frustrated. Maybe, possibly. What? I know Natty is.
Want to know why I get frustrated? We'll tell you after the break.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/wreckradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, Subscribe now to youtube.com/wreckradioshow. Let the battle begin. It is that time once again for the Wrestling Radio Awards, and we need your help, as The Rack has been nominated for Female Interview of the Year with the Bella Twins, Media Interview of the Year with Barbie Blank aka Kelly Kelly, Media Interview of the Year with Jeff Jarrett, and of course for Show of the Year. You can vote once a day. Support us in this year's Wrestling Radio Awards by voting at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you, monkey, well, you're listening to Rack Radio Show, the Rack Radio Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
To the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6 Episode 8. We're seeing the previous recap of Brian's emotional breakdown and Bree's retirement, her training for it, and you know her talking about wanting to become a mom. And now we're talking about the brand split. Renee's worried about getting split up from Dean. We see Paige get injured. And then, you know, the awkwardness between Paige and Mark Carano from last week, which we discussed at length.
Don't be a star. Don't be a bully. Be a star.
There's some irony in that now that she's a heel.
I know.
Because Natty's face is on the truck.
So Lana walks up with her wedding folder with Paige, Natty, and Renee sitting at the table with them. And Renee bails.
Renee's like, I gotta go do stuff.
And Paige bailed as well. Things are not going well for her. It's not exactly how she put it together on Pinterest. Lana's like, Natty's the best. Lana wants nothing cliche or generic or normal.
It's a wedding. There's always something normal, cliche, or generic. It's a wedding.
Lana's like, Natty, you understand everything I'm saying.
Natty's like, get a wedding planner.
We're doing something with elephants and Rusev's manhood.
Wait, the elephant's trunk is going to represent Rusev's manhood going up the wedding cake. Natty! Lord have mercy. Are we ever just going to be normal? It's the chaos all over again. Bree. Uh-oh. That ain't good.
We're seeing shots of Vegas. So we're Renee and Dean's. So we do get Danae, a shirtless Dean, jumping into a pool, and Renee in a bikini. Dean's doing cannonballs. It's the warmest super, the water's super warm. Dean's the world champ at this point.
He's at the highest point in his career. Aw, we see them together. Basically, Dean wants to chill. He doesn't want to do anything else.
Renee doesn't want to get her hair wet, and
Dean pulls her under.
Vintage Danae.
Dean Ambrose, little shits.
We're Monday Night Raw in Colorado Springs.
You think she would have learned not to say things about, you know, like that around him?
Diva, Maryse, we're trying on sunglasses. And Maryse feels up Eva's boobs as they shake their own. Apparently, Paige is bringing a puppy to work.
She brought her dog.
She's been taken off TV. There's Xavier Woods.
There's Alberto in the background. Xavier's like, oh, so you haven't trained him yet, and you brought him on the road. Great, bless. And we're seeing generic show shots. We're seeing people get searched. It's shots of Raw. I think in Vegas, maybe not.
Colorado Springs,
okay. Hey, look, it's the man that retweeted our Bella Twins tweet. Big Johnny.
What Bella Twins tweet?
You know, the one where you can go vote for the Bella Twins.
We're at
WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Go vote for the Rack Bella Twins interview. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Voting ends January 19th.
Vote once a day.
We are shameless whores.
R-Truth is happy about the brand extension. I love this segment with John Laurinaitis running back and forth to podiums. It was great.
And Shane's like, can you please just come backstage with me?
He runs back out and screams, people power, you know, second, I hope.
Basically, everybody's kind of fretting over the brand extension, especially Trinity, because, you know, people get split up, changes travel arrangements, changes everything. She doesn't want to be split from her husband.
There it is.
There it is.
waiting for people power.
And then he just runs away.
Mm-hmm. Eva's taking pictures with kids. I love how Summer and Natty have become besties. And is Natty showing off a picture, a notification pops through? That's amazing.
Like, she doesn't want to plan Lana's wedding, but she's totally going to plan Lana's mm-hmm. wedding. We know how this goes.
Summer's like, you need to block her number like you blocked my number.
She's only known Lana for a few years. Wait, how does that work? Do you have to know somebody like 10 years before you're best friends with them, Natty? Like, what the hell?
When you're in wedding planning mode, I don't know.
You work together. You travel together. I love her hair color. You know, it's like, you should know each other. She put a shot put through your car windshield. Like, I've only known her a few years. What the hell?
Hey, it's WWE World Champion, Dean Ambrose.
Yay! And his little black tank top.
Now he runs up to R-Truth. Do I look like a wedding planner?
Dude, just tell her no! R-Truth's like, I'm gonna go with this. They're hugging right now. He's like, I'm gonna go with this.
She's demonstrating what Lana did. And I said no, and then they hugged, and R-Truth's like, what if you do a bad job at it? She won't ask you again.
Or you could just say no.
I think she did, and Lana took that as a yes.
Or you could still just say no. Or instead, you know, you get her cards for a wedding planner, and you say, here are some names and numbers I got for a wedding planner. Why don't you call this person? It's not my job. Meanwhile, we see Dean mauling Seth.
And then Uso getting painted up, and Roman slow-mo-ing, walking in the back. Hey! It's Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn does not like Instagram. It's very vain.
Sami, can you not be a cinnamon roll, like, all the time?
He says no. He always has to be. He has to be.
He has to be.
Battery Man always has to be. There's someone in the background. I think that's Jinder?
That's Ryder.
Zack Ryder. There it is, Zack Ryder. Talking to Summer. So Brie, Brian, Renee, and Dean were supposed to go somewhere, and Dean bailed.
Shocker. Basically, she wants to try and get Dean to take a vacation, and Dean does not want to take a vacation.
I don't think he can.
There's Ziggler. There's Sasha's husband.
Now we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
At the Henry.
With Daniel Bryan.
And we're meeting fans.
He was there at WrestleMania 28.
And they're having this really sweet moment. Aw, they hug.
Brian's like, you know, does it fit into your ovulation schedule? Because she has to go to New York for Birdie B. And he's talking about mucus and all this other women things.
Cervical mucus and ovulation schedule. Dude, just throw her on the table.
Did she just say get a bunch in so you can nail that egg?
Yes, she did. They are gonna do a lot of jamming together before, you know, they go on the road. And now she's meeting her friend who is pregnant, conveniently, and already has a kid. She's got him on his schedule. Good God, she's got him on a schedule. You can tell. Poor things.
We're backstage at Raw still. Paige is with Summer Rae and Mark Carano. Apparently she just got her schedule and didn't like it.
Okay, she just refused surgery. She wants to do physical therapy. This is going to get brought up later, so everybody pay attention to this.
And she's saying surgery for her shoulder.
Not her neck. So we've gone from the neck to the shoulder.
I like how Bree's wearing a necklace that points right down to her chest.
She has to compete with Nikki somehow. Let's be real.
I'm just saying. It's something I noticed, that's all.
So, where do we want to start?
Where do you want to start?
Oh, well, let's save Natty, because Natty is going to continue on.
You know, the old saying, just say no? Natty, just say no.
Just say no.
Where else do you want to talk about?
Let's see, what else happened? Oh, Renee trying to get Dean to take a vacation, and Dean bailing on her. That's hilarious.
He is very high, he's a very busy man as WWE champion. He doesn't have days off. He can't take a vacation at that point.
No, he really can't. But I like how she's like, he just bailed on me. He just bailed.
That asshole.
So it's going to be kind of interesting because maybe it's a little tension in Paradise because they seem too perfect. Mm-hmm. But it's like maybe they're...
Maybe that's their one flaw.
Their one flaw is him getting take time off, which I can completely understand because he's super dedicated to his work. This is his life. This is his livelihood. He's never going to make as much money now as he will, or he's never going to make as much money in the future as he will now. There we go. Let's get it right.
That's how the saying goes, yeah.
That's how that goes. So, you know, he's probably trying to do everything he can to make sure that he has as much success as possible. Because the danger for Dean is that, you know, he's not a huge muscular guy. He's tall, but he's lanky. And he's kind of one of those guys that's really easy to push to the side. Mm-hmm. Even though he's so good and he's so talented, it's like, yeah, okay, well, you know, we can just sort of push you aside and move on with someone else.
Right.
And he doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. So he's doing everything in his power to not be forgotten, and also at the same time be WWE champion. Because it was a big deal when they put the title on Ambrose, when they finally did it.
Yeah. He was being built as a star of SmackDown as champion. He was given that spot during the biggest moment of the year. So it was a big to-do.
And we're back. We're on this trip.
Yes.
So we're on the trip where Dean bailed.
Yes. Bree's going through her bucket list of things she wants to do now she's retired.
Poor Renee. She's like the really awkward third wheel. And she knows she's the really awkward third wheel.
But she couldn't bail because she paid for the trip.
One of her friends is pregnant.
They both took the same test in the morning.
Did they do it at the same time?
They must have, because once they're pregnant, once they're not.
Because you want it so bad, Brie. That's why.
She's like, me and my husband need to get down to business. Three syllables.
She's going to tie Brian to that bed, and he's never going to get up ever again. He's going to be walking with a limp for the rest of his life. That is a woman on a mission, y'all. And now Renee's telling Brie, don't freak, don't stress. It's going to happen when it happens. You can't force these things.
And then at the end, it's like, what are you going to wear to dinner? We're at Tampa, Florida with Natty and Lana. We're looking at dresses.
Why isn't she looking in Nashville?
Natty's goal is to pick out ugly dresses.
Dude, just tell her no! Why are you being subversive about this crap? Just say, hey, I don't want to do this.
We've been watching the show for 6 years. 6 seasons now.
Natty, this is why you keep getting into these messes.
It's six seasons of Natty doesn't say no. Lana hates brown. Natty's like, it's a taunting.
That's a really ugly dress.
She's going for a circus theme.
How does that say circus? That says sherbert. Grab the red, Natty.
She's trying to do a bad job. Remember this.
I know, but you could do a bad job and still,
And Natty's putting on the bad dress.
Actually, that looks really good on her.
It actually does. It's for her for being very busty.
That looks really freaking cute on Natty.
Oh, what the hell did she do? She got really long extensions in that one.
That's cute, too.
Okay, there's a lot of changing minds. You girls are picky. Anyway, we're back with Dean, Renee, and... Not Dean. Brian, Renee, and Brie. No, Dean bailed.
Pickiness goes up when weddings are involved.
It's a sign. It's fertile up here.
Basically, she's like, Dean would be totally freaking out right now. He would love it. So now they're talking about the brand split, and they're basically like, oh yeah, the married people, we're keeping them together, but the dating people, maybe not. Which is awkward.
Brian's like, I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that anymore. We're in Orlando now. At the PC, as the kids like to say.
Paige is at the performance center with a puppy.
The guy goes, hey dog, you like being backstage?
It's a really cute puppy.
WWE is my life. I've been in this business since I've been in the womb.
Literally, her mother wrestled pregnant. She's there to see, I think, the doctors?
Dr. Robinson.
Uh-oh. And now we're back on Orca Island. We're going hiking.
We're now having a fight with sticks.
And now we're running up the tower. And now we're looking at the gorgeous view. We're talking about how this brings us closer together. And Renee's sitting here like, God, I wish my boyfriend was here right now.
Right?
I think she's kind of like regretting, like she's really happy she came, but she's like regretting her life choices right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants him to be there.
They're now eating some sweet corn.
Did he just steal that from somebody?
There's bees on the flowers.
Did he just, steal corn from somebody? Are we not going to discuss this?
No, I thought he bought the corn. I think he bought the corn.
Did he buy the corn? I hope to God he bought the corn.
Yeah, I think he bought the corn.
Because they're walking through this, really nice, nicely manicured, nicely well-kept vegetable garden that is huge, and he's just walking around with this stock of sweet corn. And now he's telling Brie, oh yeah, so, I got a call from WWE. They want me to do a thing. And Brie is not happy.
You can see it on her face. She was not happy. Oh, we're dragging Maurice into this. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, Dean just told her to settle her tea kettle. Oh, God. Okay, I want to see a fight between those two. Want to see it.
So where do you want to start?
Natty, just say no. God. Every episode, it feels like Natty ends up in these impossible situations where she can't say no. Or she comes up with this really crazy harebrained scheme. That's what this is. That's the Natty norm for Total Divas. She comes up with more harebrained schemes than Scooby-Doo, and she just executes them. It's like, dude, just say no. It's not, no.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing.
Well, it's like, even if you tell Lana no, and she's like, oh, thanks, I love you. He's like, no, seriously, no. I'm not playing with you. This is a no.
It's not happening.
I will help you find a wedding planner, but I'm not planning your wedding.
Right.
Because I think it's really sweet that, Natty's of the cast of Total Divas right now that Lana associates with, only Trinity and Natty are married.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it makes sense that she's asking Natty, hey, can you give me advice on planning a wedding? I think that's really flattering to Natty, but at the same time, it's like, you have girlfriends, you have a sister, you have a mother, there are other people you can bounce this off of, you have a husband. Take God, for the love of God, take Rusev out wedding shopping. Holy crap, take him out wedding shopping. Just do an hour of that.
Right.
It'd be entertaining as crap.
It would because be. Sorry, go ahead. I said it would be.
Because, you know, honestly, Rusev would be trying dresses on at some point.
I would. That would be amusing.
And asking if they make his thighs look good.
Yeah, he would.
He would. He would. Really, really would.
He really, really would.
He would own that crap. As we come back from break, we're about to have awkwardness on Orca Island because Brian's going back to WWE. Bree's pissed. Renee is regretting her life choices right now, and somebody's going to get told to settle their tea kettle. And I'm still not 100% sure if Brian stole that corn or not. I need answers on the corn. And now we're discussing the job. They're discussing the job, and Bree's like, well, it'll be okay if it's like a producer job or something like that. And he's like, well, maybe they're going to ask me to wrestle again. And she's like, honey, no.
Bree's very bitter. Whatever the job was, he was told it's super, super secretive. We're in Tampa for a live event now. We have Dana and Eva. Paige is on the phone with the doctor. Why is she at a live event? If she's hurt.
It's in Tampa. Because, honestly, she's probably there to get checked by doctors just in case. So Paige has to go get an MRI to figure out what she's got.
Because it's now the concern about the neck.
So we shifted back from shoulder to neck. We see Lana and Maryse meeting. That is a lot of boobage.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we're at a bakery.
Lana's like, I don't think Nice understand my style. And she's now asking Maryse for help. Why is Maryse is very touchy-feely? Have you noticed that?
She's French-ish. She's Canadian.
So she's French-Canadian?
Yes. I'm sorry, I just can't. I have to look away from the TV for a second.
Too much boobage?
Too much boobage. Way too much boobage. I mean, that's like beyond Nikki level.
There's a shot right there for boobage.
Maryse found the Nutella. She wants to take the Nutella. I don't blame her.
They both hate vanilla, but Natty got vanilla. Natty's trying to get fired.
Or, you know, you could just say, hey, I don't want to do this. Ooh, yummy. Yummy. What I want to know is, why is she shopping for this in Florida? Why isn't she doing this in Nashville or Malibu? Nettie, you're wrong.
Maryse is like, what the hell is going on? And Nettie's like, you should jump in.
Maryse is having no party of these shenanigans. Like, none whatsoever.
I think they're just doing flavor tasting. I don't think they're actually picking out what they want. Where they're getting it from.
Oh, they're trying... Yeah, they're just tasting cakes, and they're having high tea, and they're having, like, tea cakes and everything.
I think they're doing it in Tampa because Lana's in town training.
Probably.
At the PC, so this is easier.
And the live event is potentially still there, so that's why Maryse is there.
Right.
And Natty lives there, as far as we still know.
We're back with one half of Danae, Brian and Bray.
And we're at the farmer's market. I thought she was going to bring the dog.
No, she spent a couple days with the dog.
So and then, who's got the dog right now?
Dean.
Oh. So wait, is he at home with the dog?
I guess so. He may have bailed. I don't know. I think that's why he bailed.
Wow.
Bree's like very thankful they called him because
he
needs it, but she's still worried.
She's like, they're screwing up my whole baby schedule. There's the quote.
There's the quote, yeah.
Bree's basically starting to doubt and question everything that she's done, retiring, because it's like, well, if he's just going to go back, that's screwing up our whole family plan that we've come up with. And Renee's giving quality advice, saying, you know, hey, you should like totally talk to him about this. Oh, here we go. It's going to go down between Lana and Nettie. We'll get to Paige. It's okay. Bree and Brian. Bree is a woman on a mission. Bree wants to get pregnant.
Yes.
Like, that is that she's got that in the sights, and she's not seeing anything else except a baby. Like, she actually said, well, he needs to get me pregnant before he goes back out on the road. Or something along those lines.
Right. I'm doing the math in my head. It was close.
It was close. He probably went and did the draft stuff and came back and got her pregnant, and that was it.
How long is she now? 6 months? 5 months?
Something like that. 6 months, 7 months, something along those lines.
She's getting close, so yeah. It's right on schedule. They hit a window. He got tied down for a few days, and she wouldn't let him up until that she got pregnant.
He had a limp. We need to go back and watch when he showed up and see if he has a limp.
Which you can do only on the WWE Network.
I don't know. It's like... I understand that this was their plan, okay? She retired. He was forced to retire. He had his emotional breakdown. And then she moved up her retirement because I think originally it was supposed to be right around SummerSlam when she was going to retire. Or was going to be in the summer when she retired. She moved that up to right after WrestleMania, partially due, I think, to his breakdown and also because she wanted to start a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, here we go. So she retires. They go home. They get through his emotional troubles. They get in a really good place. They're really happy. And they start trying to have a baby. And they're trying to have a baby. And they're trying to have a baby. And with no success. And then he gets this phone call from the WWE where they're being super mysterious. He doesn't know what they want him to do. All he knows is they want him to come back. This is the call he's been waiting for. And now Bree's just like, crap.
So we're at Thursday night SmackDown. Also apparently in Tampa. We had a live event and a SmackDown in Tampa. Very conveniently.
Very conveniently. Why is she wearing a coat in Florida? It's Florida. She's wearing a coat and scarf.
In July. And then there's Lana wearing the exact opposite.
Like, everybody else is in shorts. Natty's in a trench coat.
And now Natty's finally being straight with Lana. Natty wants to be fired from helping her.
Yeah, and now Lana's like, you should have just really kind of been straight with me.
Lana's like, Natty, I love you.
And Natty's like, bye. She can't be bothered. Oh, here we go. Yeah, he's at the house. She just called him Natty.
So he had a surprise for her.
He's taking her to Big Sur. Mm-hmm. He really cares.
He does.
And she's all excited.
She's all excited, yeah.
He's like, problem solved. I'll take you to Big Sur. We're good.
So we did not get the Danae fight. Natty's on the phone with Paige. She's going to get her MRI. The dog's with her.
That's a really big truck. I hope she cracked the window in the car. Because you know the dog's in the car.
Yeah.
So they're explaining what the MRI machine is. And they're telling her how it's going to go and what she needs to do. And we're just getting the full explanation. Okay, the health of the athlete is everything. Again, we're going to come back to this at the end. We're going to hit Paige at the end. Because, you know, just based on everything that happened with her. So Natty finally gets straight with Lana.
About time. It's the best way to put it, about time.
And props to Maurice for being like, no, I am having no part of this. You are on your own.
She's a crazy bitch, and I want none of it.
It is just like, again, it's like all you had to do was say no.
Hold on. Why are we doing Christmas tree commercials in January?
Because they paid for it?
No, but it's a happy holidays. We're past the holidays. We are definitely past the holidays. You should not be trying to pawn off the commercial where you're doing Christmas trees.
But they're like half off trees.
They don't last until next December. I'm sorry, they don't.
Well, they could, but they'd be really brown.
They won't even be brown. They would be bare, and they would just be branches. And all the branches would be then falling on your ground, and you have one big stick in your house. You really just want one big stick in your house?
Well, it would be pet proof.
Okay, Sprint, you need to fix your ads. I'm sorry. You do. They do. You can't air a holiday commercial a month after the holidays. I'm sorry. It's not a thing. It's like not even the month. It's 3 weeks. Whatever it is. Christmas is over. Get rid of the Christmas tree commercials.
No. See, they're airing it for next Christmas. They're getting the jump on everybody.
No, this was for last Christmas, and they're just behind.
No. They're getting the jump. They're going out early.
No, they were slow on their marketing. Someone was not able to get their production done in time. It was all pending.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that was a screw-up.
It better have been a screw-up, because that was a really awkward commercial. Here's half-off Christmas trees, and we're talking about sort of like phones and stuff like that. And it's like, no, it's not Happy Holidays. It's unless you're doing Happy Holidays for Martin Luther King Day. But that was nothing new with I Have a Dream. So, yeah. This tangent brought to us by the Wrestling Radio Awards. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com, vote for the Rock for Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and Media Interview of the Year. You have until January 19th to vote WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote once a day. Ding. Plug. Shameless. Yes, I am.
You could try to vote in June, but I don't think you'd be very successful at it.
Unless you want to get ahead of the game and vote in June, you can do that as well. But you can vote up till January 19th once a day, WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Ding!
That's how you shamelessly promote a show and something else. And we're back in Tampa, Florida.
Hey, yay, stalling. And it's Naomi with Baron Corbin in the background. And there's Slater.
Paige is not in a happy mood.
Basically, they're telling Paige, you just need to relax, recuperate, and she didn't want to do that. Oh my gosh, she's doing a whale dance.
I told you.
She's very excited about the whales.
They're going to see whales. Bree's like, we have a chance to see a mermaid.
And she picks the whale-watching boat to have the WWE talk.
Because, you know, it's where you do it. He can't run from it. They're out in the middle of the water.
He could ride a whale.
She's been praying for a big opportunity to come Brian's way, and she didn't think it would be in wrestling, but there it is.
And now he asks the $64,000 question. Does she not want him to take it?
Dum, dum, dum.
Ooh. And we're back. We're on the boat. The question's been asked. And he says if she doesn't want him to take it, he won't take it.
She wants him to take it. Ryan's like, whatever comes her way, we'll make it work.
He just told her, we're getting too old for this. We need to have kids. Do we get to see a whale? Whales!
They had their important conversation, and we're speeding up the boat now.
And they're all delighted about the whales.
It was very delightful.
Hey, they're at Raw in Atlanta!
You know, the one you didn't go to.
The one I didn't go to because I was in Omaha, Nebraska.
No, you didn't go to it because...
Oh, that's right, Bray wasn't there.
This is after the brand split.
Oh, this... Right, this is the one after the brand split. Is it?
Yeah. So we've jumped the brand split for this reveal of her injury. Carl's like, we don't screw around when we talk about medical. Yeah, so they jumped because we know when they were there. You did not go in the beginning of August.
Right, because Bray wasn't there.
So we know when this was. So we're in this awkward, we're jumping time frame just to get things done loop.
Location-wise. Because this is right before everything went to hell with her.
Yeah.
We're coming up on SummerSlam, so this is coming up on her getting suspended again.
No,
suspended for the first time.
Right, we're 3 weeks away from that.
And everything kind of going to hell with her.
Yes, that's where this is, yes.
So, okay, timeline. And I love Brian, he's like, whatever, you know, come what may, we'll make it work, we'll figure it out.
Pretty much, yeah, that's the deal. That's the deal.
Because you know she's sitting there, mulling that over when he says, well, if you don't want me to take it, I won't take it. And she's like, how big of an asshole am I going to be if I say, no, I don't want you to take it?
And if I say, if I tell him he can't take it, he'll go into depression. I don't want him going into a depression. So go be whatever you got to do.
I mean, that's exactly what was running through her mind. Mm-hmm. Crap. He threw that right back on me. Crap.
I wasn't expecting him to do that. Son of a gun.
Back in the ATL.
ATL, what up?
Okay, so the diagnosis is right now 4 to 6 weeks for her shoulder to heal.
And she's going to be passed over for opportunities because, you know.
And right now he's saying, all right, it's 4 weeks. If it's not better in 4 weeks, we'll go to 6 weeks. If it's not better in 6 weeks, then we're going to have another really serious conversation. So based on that conversation, there is no refusal.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Oh, look, We're at an event.
We're in Orlando.
Oh, we're Full Sail for the Cruiserweight Classic. That was the phone call.
And she's doing his hair. And what is that jumpsuit?
So this is the first call. This was not the draft call. So we've already back.
So this is right before
Wait,
the draft.
When did they tape this? I'm confused. I forget when this might have been taped in July.
Yeah, they're kind of jumping the timeline a little bit. And he's enjoying himself. He's having fun. He's in a good place. He's loving the crowd.
No. Where are we? This is June.
Oh, there's going to be problems next week. Okay. So Paige. Okay. So I'd like to point out that at the beginning of this episode, and as we've discussed with this whole situation with Paige, there have been accusations that WWE has refused her surgery. There have been accusations that they don't want to pay for it. I don't know whether those are true or not, but what's interesting is at the beginning of this episode, she does not want to get surgery. She wants to do physical therapy for it.
Mm-hmm.
To heal it.
Right.
And Carano's like, well, let's get it checked out and see what you actually need, rather than just greenlighting it. So he sends her off to get the MRI done. You know, or he sends her off to talk to the doctors. The doctors send her off to get the MRI done to figure out exactly what's going on. Turns out her shoulder blade is, misaligned, and it's pushing things up the way that it's not. They're not supposed to be pushed. So they essentially have to do the rehab and let it heal,
mm-hmm.
which is 4 to 6 weeks off TV. So she's going to miss the brand split.
Oh, right. She'll be drafted, but she won't have a story. Yes.
So in that time span where she's been checked out by the doctors, there has been no refusal that we've seen of surgery, other than her saying, I do not want to get surgery, that the problem does not warrant surgery. And I know it's a little preemptive because next week is probably the week where, or no, not next week, but I would say maybe week after next, where everything goes to hell with her. Because we're right in that sweet spot where everything started to go wrong.
I don't know. I'm confused because I'm confused on timeline.
They're jumping the shark a little bit on the Brian and Bree stuff.
They went backwards.
But it's like for Paige, they're in August.
Paige, they went to August, but Brian, they were in July, then they went back to June. I'm confused.
I don't know.
Because the Cruiserweight Classic was first taping was on June 23rd, and that wasn't a secret, so the secret was the general manager. I'm confused.
Well, I'm sure the Cruiserweight Classic was a secret, too.
No, they put out a press release.
After he accepted it.
But the phone call came later.
Okay. This is...
They jumped a time frame on me. I don't know.
Renee.
Young Instagram. You're going to find out when they went up to the thing.
Yes.
We're doing some investigative reporting right here on The Rat Catcher. Total Divas, Season 6, Episode 8, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, ratradioshow.com.
As he hits all the plugs to fill.
Have I mentioned that you can go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for The Rack for Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year, or Female Interview of the Year? You can, because it's up for the Bella Twins, which we talked about, which we did not see Nikki in this episode. I think this was the first ever episode where Nikki was not featured. Surprised.
Yeah, it's a little surprising, but it's going to be obviously a Nikki-centric episode next week. So, and I see why, because she's not on the road yet.
Oh, I get it, but it was just, it was one of those things. Oh, hey, they found a way to keep Nikki off the show. But you can vote for her and Brie in the Wrestling Radio Awards, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote right now, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You have one more week. Thank you.
Okay, so she posted out on Twitter, that's the thing. So I'm all the way back in June on her Twitter, and I'm not seeing anything in June. Oh crap, because I'm not on her Twitter. Damn it!
Whose Twitter were you on?
I'm on the search thing, hold on. And there's a roleplay, because they're like, God damn, she tweets a lot.
And we know that's not true.
Where's her Twitter?
Renee Young WWE. How many weeks ago were we looking? I know I still have to keep going, because that's talking smack stuff, so we still got some time.
Alright, I got her now. She still tweets a lot. So anyway, talk about something. Anything. We'll come back to this, but talk about something.
Wait, I found it. Alright, so, it was 24 weeks ago from this point. Today I was on the boat. I saw the J-Pod and it blew my mind. Saw the 105-year-old Granny Orca. Such a fun trip. 24 weeks ago.
Damn it, Rob.
So, this was back on July 27th.
Okay, so yeah, so we're right there together in terms of the Renee storyline.
Wait.
What?
WWE draft.
The draft was...
So this was a week after the draft. Oh my god. Forget it. No more timelines. Things happen. This has been
It's in the summer.
This has been the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 8. Remember, go vote for us at Wrestling Radio Awards, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Unless you actually have a point. I'm going to be quiet now.
I don't have a point, but do the thing. Go vote for us. We'd really appreciate it.
WWE, don't screw up my timelines, because I know timelines. So don't screw with them, because you just...
It frustrates him, as you can tell. So, on that note, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We'll be back next week. More Total Divas right here on the Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com. Bye!